It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, as you guys may know, Joe Biden decided to amend Title IX. Joe Biden wants to pander to the far left for votes, but it's not working. Just the other day, CNN actually put out a poll, and it actually showed that Donald Trump had a 9-point lead on Beijing Biden with third-party candidates in place. Even without them, it actually showed Trump with a 6-point lead. National poll, take the polls for what they are. But the Biden administration, man, they have definitely been pushing a woke ideology when it comes to sex. Joe Biden wants men and women's sports. He is coming to destroy women's sports forever. And if Joe Biden actually gets another 4 years in office, boy, it's game over, man, for a whole bunch of other things as well. But let's focus on the sports aspect here. I wish somebody would actually tell Joe Biden about all of the damages that have been done to women's sports by men identifying as women. Maybe he actually knows this. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, Biden's brain is pretty much gone by now. It really is. I mean, has he even heard of Leah/Will Thomas? Has he actually heard of Fallon Fox fracturing the skull of a woman? Transgender boxer fractured the skull of a woman. A man got into the ring and beat up on a woman. Joe Biden says that's perfectly okay. This is insane, man. Title IX was actually created to protect women, even in sports. But the Biden administration is going full force now to end that completely. Did a video yesterday, man. Catholic school, university came out and said, nah. We're going to protect women. Women play women's sports, men play men's sports. But that's not good enough, man. The Barack Obama administration, man, really did a bunch of damage here to this country, man. And Democrats keep going further and further and further to the left. It's absolutely despicable, man. Because I remember when Barack Obama, man, before he left office, he was the one that was really trying to push men to go into women's restrooms. It didn't pass. And if you guys remember correctly also as well, before MLB actually removed the All-Star game out of Atlanta over voting, if you guys remember the Charlotte, I believe they were the Hornets then still, Michael Jordan's team, when he actually owned them, the All-Star game was actually pulled out of Charlotte. Why? Because of a transgender bathroom issue. Yeah, the NBA was woke back then. I can't remember the year. Was that 2016, 2014? Somewhere around there. Don't remember exactly. Well, guys, Texas, my home state, the great state of Texas, man. We have a attorney general by the name of Ken Paxton. And he has been a thorn in the side of one Beijing Biden. He always sues the Biden administration for, you know, violating the Constitution all the time. And he has a pretty good winning percentage against Joe Biden. Anywhere from like 70 to 90%, he wins. Biden is lawless, man. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is going after Biden over this Title IX change, which is completely illegal. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. This is on X right here. Ken Paxton actually posts on X here. He says, breaking. Once again, I'm suing the Biden administration for unlawfully using Title IX to mandate radical gender ideology. Violating Constitution and putting women at risk, Texas will not allow Joe Biden to rewrite Title IX at whim, destroying legal protections for women in furtherance of his radical obsession with gender ideology. This attempt to subvert federal law is plainly illegal, undemocratic, and divorced from reality. Texas will always take the lead to oppose Biden's extremist, destructive policies that put women at risk. Yeah, Ken Paxton is probably the best attorney general in the United States. Anytime Biden does something cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yeah, Ken Paxton is right there to be a thorn in his side. And I'm glad that he's actually doing this here. I was actually looking at some of the comments right here. This person says, thank you. Men do not belong in women's sports. Women and girls deserve to be champions in their own sports. I completely agree with that. What Biden is doing, man, is completely moronic. And right over here, man, Ken Paxton puts out a very, very long statement right here. A very, very long statement. You guys can actually go to TexasAttorneyGeneral.gov to read this. Kind of long right here. But I'm glad, man, that Texas is at the forefront of fighting this madness, man. These Leah Thomases, these Emily Bridges, these Fallon Foxes. That should not be happening, man. It shouldn't be happening. Why didn't any of this stuff actually happen like 20 years ago in sports? Why didn't you have one single man identifying as a woman competing in women's sports? You didn't see it happen, man. Something's going on. Something is probably in the water. Could be. Maybe something that we're drinking. Maybe something that we're eating. But this is just out of control, man. And you got athletes out there like Megan Rapinoe, you know, pushing this madness as well. Megan Rapinoe, she's joined a woke alphabet mafia group to stop the NCAA from banning transgenders. But the NCAA needs to follow the lead of the NAIA and say, nah, enough is enough. Women's sports is for women. It's only happening one way, man. The men are actually going into women's sports to dominate them because the women that are actually identifying as men, they physically can't beat men. And they know that. So there's definitely a push one way. And it's completely out of control, guys. But hey, hats off to my state of Texas, man. Ken Paxton, man, he is doing the Lord's work right here, man. He definitely is. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.